You are now entering the world of Blissful Living broadcasting around the globe and on the Blissful Living Network with Rochelle Marie Lawson. Are you lacking energy, clarity, and that sense of true well-being? Are you overworked, underpaid, and know that you deserve more in life? You are not alone. Improve your wellness, wisdom, and wealth so that you can step into living the life of your dreams. And now, here's your host of Blissful Living, the queen of feeling fabulous, Rochelle Marie Lawson.
Okay. Hi, welcome back to Blissful Living. This is Rochelle Marie Lawson, the queen of feeling fabulous, with the phenomenal guest extraordinaire, Jeannie Hughes. And when we were last communicating or having this wonderful time with you, we were talking about some things with regards to what we take in, what we eat, and why it's important for us to do these things. And Jeannie shared her story with regards to how her changing what she was taking in as nutrition helped her to rid an autoimmune disease such as rheumatoid arthritis and helped her blood markers that detect the disease to become non-existent within her. So I'm so happy to have Jeannie to continue on educating us and bringing wisdom into our lives with regards to what we should eat. Now, last time we were talking about what are the first steps, or we finished with what are the first steps towards your faithful palate. I want you, Jeannie, to go ahead and break into the facts of briefly telling us what these seven essential raw food eating habits are. As we have begun, you know, have this conversation about creating these wonderful eating habits, share with us the goodness about the seven essential raw foods.
Rochelle, thank you so much. And it's certainly, I'm glad to be back with you today on this podcast. This is wonderful. And I never tire of talking about the seven essential raw food eating habits. So basically, here's what they are. And I had 144 people. I know we talked about this the last time, but I had 12 focus groups with 12 people each who helped me discover and put these together in the proper order and sequence to make it so that the average person, you and I, every day can live on raw fruits and vegetables and be satisfied. So here's what they are. Smoothies. Not just any smoothie, but a smoothie that is stealthed. Okay? So when we think of the word stealth, think about hiding. In a smoothie, I'm just going to tell you how to make a great smoothie, one that matters, okay? This is not like going through a drive-thru and getting something half full of ice and various frozen fruits and blending it up with some powder or some cream. It's not like that. It's nothing like that. Okay, so a faithful palate smoothie is a stealthy smoothie. I'm going to give you these five ingredients because this is what has made all the difference in the world for my clients.
To make hold on, Jeannie. You guys out there, I hope you got your pen and paper and you're sitting back and relaxing in your comfortable chair and taking notes, because here comes another phenomenal nugget of gold. Okay, Jeannie, go ahead. I got my pen, my paper, I'm ready. Go.
Thank you, Rochelle. All right. So to make a smoothie, what you need is a solid foundation. What's a foundation? It's a foundation of texture and flavor that is familiar to you and pleasant to you every single time. Okay, here's what 144 people voted on being their favorite flavor for a sweet smoothie. Apple, orange, banana, lemon, and ginger. Those five ingredients. Apple, orange, banana, lemon, and ginger. Now, that is the foundation. What do you do with the foundation? Well, you build things on it. What can you do with this smoothie? We hide things in it. Okay, so here's an option. Once you have the apple, orange, banana, lemon, and ginger, I can hide two big handfuls of greens, maybe a zucchini, and then top it off with some blueberries to make it purple, and nobody will know what's in it because it looks pretty, right? Okay, so once you have apple, orange, banana, lemon, and ginger, I've done some other things. I've thrown in a sweet potato, some carrot, and some strawberries to make it pink. And you can't tell what's in it. It just tastes the same way. It tastes like lemonade. You put in orange, banana, lemon, and ginger. Mix it with water, not milk or cream or whatever else. Just mix it with water and throw in what you want to hide. My daily smoothie in my book, I've got one called the Daily Smoothie. It's purple. I make 2 quarts, apple, orange, banana, lemon, and ginger. mix it with two cups of water, throw in two handfuls of greens, and I throw in some a sweet potato and some frozen blueberries on the top to give it that chill. It's perfect. It's purple. It's delicious. And I don't get hungry. I don't get hungry for a few hours. It's good stuff.
Oh, okay. My. That sounds yummy. Okay, go ahead. Sorry. Go ahead on,
and so that's smoothies, right? But then what happened? Okay, after 144 people finally ferreted out the best smoothie that would last them, that they could eat and they could go on with their day and make success with, they came back and they said, smoothies was great, Jeannie, but you know what? It just wasn't enough. I don't want to just eat smoothies all day long. I have to have something else. And I'm still willing and able to reach for the things I don't want to reach for. Okay, so what else is there? Well, we decided we needed more nutrients because the only reason we eat junk food is because our bodies are needing something real. We just convert that into instant junk food, but that's not what our bodies need, right? So we went to juices. What are juices? Why would we want to drink juice? Didn't I just get through telling everybody smoothies are whole foods? So why would somebody want a juice after smoothies? Right? Besides, you pee all day. Juice and a smoothie and every half hour, you got to run to the ladies' room. Okay. We lived and we learned, and 144 people helped me figure all this out. So we got a good juice recipe. We figured out we needed two really good juice recipes, and so we did juices. So here's the deal with juices. If you've ever asked yourself, why would I separate all the fiber from the juice, throw the fiber away and just drink the juice, how does that make sense? I got to tell you, that stalled us for a long time, but we did get through it. We got through it. It probably took us a good 6 months to overcome that in just creating the second habit. But here's what the deal is with juices. Anytime you eat anything, the first thing your body will do is separate the fiber from the juice, okay? Mm-hmm. Whether you're having a piece of chocolate pie or a good apple, it makes no difference. Your body is looking for the separation right there. Okay, and so what happens with the fiber is it goes throughout your body sweeping up toxins and getting rid of everything through the normal course of business. What happens to the juice? Well, the juice, it avoids the digestive system because that's what happened. It already went through it. That's the digestive system does the separation. So the juice becomes those clear little liquids that your cells recognize as food and choose to take it up as nourishment. And if you can avoid having to go through that separation process, just once in a while, not for everything and not every day and not all the time, but just sometimes, if you can just give your body a break from having to go through all that digestion, science has reported that we get a complete 80% more nutrition than we would have if our body had to digest it all. So that's
now,
powerful.
That's huge. That's huge. You know, I hate to use the word detox, but it's kind of in that process where you allow your body to separate and, you know, just basically reset something so that it's more effective in utilizing what you take in a good way. So that's extremely powerful. And I like how you shared the information about why juice versus just, you know, doing a complete smoothie, or why juice and smoothie. And how that is beneficial to everything that we're trying to work towards with regards to feeling better. So continue on, girl. Continue on, because I'm got these notes going down.
Okay. So after we got through with smoothies and juices, we surveyed 144 people again, and we said, okay, y'all better now. We finished. We come up with two habits. This has got to be done, right? We're done? And clearly, after surveying 144 people, we learned, no, we are not done. People had some complaints. Like, I have to pee every half an hour, and I'm still hungry. It's not enough food in my stomach. I don't feel satiated. But a lot of people came back and said, and mostly women, okay, mostly the women came back and said, hey, this was great, but my big problem is I want to sit down to dinner with my family, and I can't sit there and stare at them while they're eating the lasagna I just made or the mashed potatoes that are going around. I need something I can eat with my family. What can you do for me? This is a problem that had to be solved. It was a social problem, But it's a problem nonetheless, and it has to be solved now. So we said, all right, we had to figure this out. What can we put on the table that everyone can eat, that our mom or whomever, or the chef of the family, the person who's interested in eating healthy, can also get satiated? What is that? We figured out salads, but not the kind of salad you might be thinking. See, when most of us think of a salad, you know what you think of. You know how you are. You know what you think of a salad, right? You think
of
a handful of greens on a plate. You got two little slices of cucumber, two little tiny tomatoes. You've got some oily dressing and some croutons on the top, right? And then they ask you if you want some cracked bell pepper, right? That's a salad, right? Okay.
Yeah.
That is not a salad, Rochelle. No. That is not a salad. We learned that. Here's what we learned. We learned that to have a salad requires that we use dense vegetables and that we need to use 2 to 3 different kinds of textures. And we need to throw in lots of fruits and vegetables, and they need to all be about the same size such that when you put your fork into it, you get everything on a fork. So it tastes robust. But it needs to be homogenized, if you will, with a delicious, nutritious salad dressing that's familiar, that you love. And most everybody in my 144 people said, well, I like ranch dressing. And we all know that ranch dressing really isn't that good for you. It's a packet, you know, it's a packet of chemicals mixed with, kind of mayonnaise. Anyways, it's not food. Okay, so we had to figure that out. How are we going to get a dressing that is actually nutritious? I wanted a high-protein dressing to go with my dense vegetables. So we crafted a cashew ranch salad dressing. It's basically a
Oh, my gosh. Wait. Say that again. Cashew ranch salad
cashew
dressing?
Cashew ranch.
Yeah, that sounds bomb.
It
okay,
is.
Go ahead
You're
on, girl.
It.
Sorry.
Cashew
that just
ranch
sounds
dressing is all kinds of good stuff. I love you, Michelle. You are so awesome.
I love cashews. Anyways, this is totally me, and I'm really not trying to make it all about me, but everything you're sharing is like, oh, my God, I want to try that. I want to do this, you know, or I'm already doing that. Let me see how I can enhance it. So I'm all in, like that little first grader that's sitting at the edge of the, you know, on the carpet when the teacher reads the story at the end of the day.
Uh-huh.
I'm all in. And the listeners, y'all should be all in, too. Okay, go ahead, Jeannie girl. Go ahead on.
All right, so what we learned was that when you take cashews and you blend it up in a good quality blender, it turns white and it's creamy. And then when you add your dill or your basil, it gives it that little green fleck. And we can flavor that up and make it look and taste and feel like ranch dressing. Only you can make it better. It's nutritious. It's high in protein. It's all kinds of good stuff. And so the most everybody liked. And then we found some little ways to alter it a little bit. You know, if you like yours a little more pink, you know, if you're a Thousand Islands girl, we can make it taste more like that. You know, we've got great salad dressing. And so we put the dressings in the salad and we mix it all up together and then we serve it at dinner time. And our mothers were all saying, oh my gosh, when I sat down to dinner, everybody else had everything they wanted and I filled my plate full of salad. And I got to finish about the same time they finished, and we had a good meal together, and I ate what I wanted to eat, and it was awesome. I'm like,
oh, wow.
Perfect.